Sheriff, he's here. I seen him.
Hey, take it easy, kid.
He pointed to the leather seat on my horse and said, I guess you're saddled with that. He said, I bet your gun's a newsreader because it's got a bulletin. He said, I'm celebrating 200 years of the buffalo. It's the bicentennial.
Kid, who is this stranger?
He's the punslinger.
Doing. You look like rows of flowers. I really hope you like my jokes. Guess what? I'm on for 4 hours. Hey partners, I got a horse. He hangs out with actors and writers. The trouble is he smokes so much that now he's got bucking bronchitis. Hey partners, why are you staring? Hey partners, smile a bit louder. Hey partners, don't be like that. You try riding a stong to start the show. It's not easy. Easy peasy. Pudding and pie. I'm a Russian spy. That's it, I'm on, yes.
Good evening. I'd like to start tonight with the cowboy jokes. I've got 7 and they're magnificent. This hat is not one of my direct relatives, he's my stepson. You know, I used to have metal stars attached to the back of these shoes, but I took them off, spur of the moment. Excuse me. Oh, a bit of upholstery. Imagine if I did this for an entire hour, I'm going to. This bloke said to me, he said, how come Sitting Bull's in your flower bed? I said, that's my cabbage Apache. He said, can you name an Indian tribe that scalp people? I said, not for Tom Mayer, no. So I went to this cowboy's house, his clothes were all over the floor. It was Messy James. I'm actually wearing cowboy lingerie. Yeah, the silky bras are on me. And that's all the cowboy jokes. Let's hear it for him. Yes. I can see the set designer at the back of the room going, what do you mean that's all the cowboy jokes? 3 cheers for rap music, hip hop. Actually, my name isn't Tim Vine, it's Timbuktu. Sorry, I was miles away. By the way, if you see a vicar covered in spaghetti, don't worry, he's the local pastor. My local tramp wants to be a vicar, beggar's belief. Now, I've just found out that all the proceeds from tonight's show go towards a free car, so that's good, isn't it? Oh, sorry, Africa. What a waste, coat. So, I bought this power shower. On the box, it feels like the water's coming down from Niagara Falls. First time I used it, got hit on the head by a bloke in a barrel. So I went to Dixon's, the sales assistant slapped my hand in midair. I said, no, I said, show me your hi-fi. He said, have you got a hard drive? I said, no, it's gravel. And then I bought one of those flat screen aquariums. What a waste of money. There's not enough room for the fish to turn round. And this bloke said to me, do you think it should be illegal to own a plot of land on the moon? I said, it's a grey area. He said, what do you think of black holes? I said, I don't know what people see in them. I went to the doctor's. I said, I keep visualising a biscuit with fruit in it. He said, it's a fig roll of your imagination. And then he told me I was addicted to daydreaming. Makes you think, doesn't it? I had a dream last night. I was stuck driving around a roundabout. With my right hand, I was steering. With my left hand, I was making pancakes. All night, tossing and turning. So I was walking down the street, 600 feet above sea level. It was a high street. And my girlfriend said to me, she said, Tim, how come you always walk in front of me? I said, I'm sorry, I don't follow you. And
bloke said to me, he said, how would you like to own Wembley Stadium, Wembley Arena, and all their facilities? I said, you're trying to give me a complex. Hit the music, please. One of my hands is missing. 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 You gotta admit, that song's got a great hook. So I went to a karaoke night at the Vatican. In London, Paris, New York, Munich, everybody talk about Pope music. So I said to this German, I said, can you tell me where the Pope lives? He said, that I can. And I bumped into the Archbishop of Canterbury, not the Archbishop of Canterbury. He came up to me, meow, do you want to go to church? No, the Archbishop of Canterbury came up to me. He said, you're excommunicated. I thought I got an email from an old girlfriend. You're excommunicated. You don't understand any of this, do you? But you know, a lot of people in this world are very self-aware. You know who you are. When I was a teenager, I had a mentor, half man, half bull. You remember Theseus? He had a friend who was half man, half bull. They performed all around the country, but didn't go to a lot of places. It was a Minotaur. And this bloke said to me, so I can tell you what's going to happen to your nose in the future. I thought, flipping heck, it's Nostradamus. I've got a friend who just joined the gypsy wing of the Masons. They meet in a travel lodge. So I rang up the AA. I said, can I have an itemised bill? He said, we don't do breakdowns. So I borrowed some money off one of the seven dwarves. I tell you what, he wasn't happy. I gave him a scrap of paper. He said, what's that? I said, it's a hi-ho-you. I said, it's a hi-ho-you. So I was in this hospital and I saw this pixie, and this pixie was elated. Well, it was pixelated, I couldn't see his face. And I said to him, I said, pixie. He said, yes. I don't know why he crouched. He was tiny as it was. I said, pixie. He said, yes. Oh, my back, I went then. I said, are you here to give blood? He said, I'm not allowed to give blood. I said, why not? He said, I've got too much hemoglobin. That's all it was.